Dr. Schwartzman, can you kind of talk about what motivated you to take this leap to run for mayor?
Yeah, well, two things happened. I mean, I think the tone of the city vis-a-vis the community has taken kind of a sour phase in recent months and maybe since COVID, and I'm just kind of disappointed in how the community is being treated and talked to by some leadership in the city. I also have this. I've been talking to a lot of people about the future, and getting a lot of positive vibes about things that can happen, and how we're just kind of trapped. And so it's kind of a leadership trap. And I felt like I've been in the city government long enough, and I kind of understand. I think how to get things done. Mm-hmm. So all of that kind of motivated me to do so.
When you talk about a leadership trap, is that more of a long-term systemic thing you're talking about, or is that, I guess, an indictment on the current leadership in Galesburg itself, or both?
Well, I've been on the council for 10 years. I mean, I think we've had some difficulties in our city of really envisioning something grander, something more more powerful, more impressive, I think. I think we've been a little bit too shy, a little bit too maybe intimidated of being bold and courageous. And so I don't think it's an indictment of the current administration per se, but I think, you know, when I talk to the community and they're disappointed at the lack of boldness and courageousness and in some cases, you know, even respectability of members of our city leadership, you know, it makes me wonder. You know, it makes me think that the community wants more than we're giving them. And it's about time that we did so. And you know, COVID's been a difficult time for everybody, but actually it could or should be a time that we envision a future that we all want and we all can benefit from.
At least the way I see it, the mayor's duties are kind of ambiguous. I'm kind of wondering what you see are as some of the mayor's main duties and how you would approach those duties.
Yeah, well, I'm taking this. I mean, one of the considerations in running was recognizing the time commitment this would require. I do think it is at least a half-time job. And so that's, you know, 20-plus hours a week committed to this venture. And I think one of the major things that the mayor does is he or she represents kind of the vision of the city, the collective vision of the city. And I think I can do that because I have been talking to folks for many years. I've read a lot of documents that have been produced recently by various reports that we've done outside. Experts have given us thoughts. We had our Heart and Soul project that took place within Galesburg. And I think so, speaking that vision and connecting that vision to, you know, the lives that we live, all of us in the city. And when I say all, I mean everyone in the city, not just one segment of the population. I think being a representative at events that are important to the city, to the people of the city, is something that I would see as a primary objective. And I think in this case, too, I would up the ante of the responsibilities of the city council. I think the city council members have been a little bit too succinct or maybe even quiet on issues of importance. I think they should be held accountable for attending meetings and participating in the meetings actively and sharing their thoughts with the community. I think that's one of their responsibilities. I also think the mayor should talk regularly to the council to make his or her own decisions about, you know, coming to major decisions. I think there have been decisions made without consulting the council. I think that's problematic. Mm-hmm. So I think building a team effort is really key in the success of the city, whether it be the team being the mayor and the community members, but and all the organizations that help keep the city afloat and thriving, but also the internal team, the team between the council members and the mayor, as well as the administrators of all the heads of the departments in the city. I think those people should meet more regularly and be on better terms and more communicative and clarifying. We shouldn't just wait to the end of the year for a budget to make recommendations and kind of guide the city down the path that the community wants.
Could you talk about any of any specific ideas or initiatives that you're kind of alluding to that are being possibly blocked by or maybe not fully considered by the current leadership?
Well, I think it's kind of, there's more, some what we call myopia. I think there are bigger, grander visions of things that could be done. I mean, in particular, I would say in terms of how our economic development is done, I think there's some really great things that are being done, but I think there are areas that could be amplified, I would say, in renewable energy for sure. Also, some of the trade and commerce and cargo area. I'd also talk about food growth and distribution. Those are main areas. But we could do more. The city could do more to help with business incubation and job training, particularly coming out of COVID. I mean, there's a lot of residents that need job training. We have a wonderful Carl Sandburg Community College is just an amazing place for that type of training to be done. I think the city could work closer with the educational entities in our community that are very good, but not working closely with the city per se. I think we have some common interests and goals, fulfilling them, you know, even including recruiting more local people to become police and fire, members of our fire and police employee service. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very important for them, for us to do that, to do some in-house local development of minds and hearts and have more local leadership in those positions that are critical to our city. Mm. And I would further say, I mean, we have a lot of resources in our city that aren't fully embraced, fully enjoyed. I think, I mean, among other things, this is, again, where you work with other educational entities, but we have a rich history in Galesburg. We need to amplify that. We need to teach it to all the members. I've already suggested that I'm going to help sponsor a team of people to do a deep dive and create what's called a Galesburg Heroes and Sheroes report that I want everyone who grows up in Galesburg to know about. I think there have been some really amazing people that have lived here and grown up here and in many cases gone on to elsewhere, but have done incredible things. And we should all know about that, and we should be proud of that.
You know, I've noticed that I think in your time in the council, you've taken some extra effort to try to get citizens involved and keep them informed on city business. Do you have any ideas generally on how, as mayor, you could get voices involved in the city government that traditionally maybe not so involved?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think that's a really important thing I bring to the council. I mean, I have been consistent since day one about that. And when I go in the community and talk to people, they want to talk to me. They feel like they actually have someone listening to them. And when they come to the council meetings and they talk, they feel they're not being listened to. They feel like they're not even being looked at. Or their thoughts are not being fully embraced or at least considered. And so I would say just by virtue of me being in that role, I would have that influence. But I'd go much further than that. I have a plan before the election to meet with at least 30, but potentially 60 key members of our community in all different areas. And I'm going to be taking recommendations from community members as well during that time. And so that's a way for me to start developing relationships that will hopefully build in the years to come as we you know, move on and move into the, you know, into this new decade and make it really a profound one for the city.
Of course, we could have somewhat different of a makeup on the council, along with, you know, the mayoral election. I think there'll be 3 council seats up, but I guess at least looking at the council you have now, I'm not trying to, you know, find any conflict here necessarily, but do you think that you would be able to work with or encourage or corral your current fellow aldermen to, would you be able to work with them on some of these things? Or, I mean, would that be maybe have its own challenges?
Well, that's an excellent question. And, you know, I would look at the council as it's composed of when the day comes, day one. I think, you know, I if people know me and they know who I am and how I work with people, I'm a very flexible person. I'll talk to anyone. I rarely ever insult somebody. And you know, that is just one of my characteristics as a person. And so I'm not here to create enemies or vendettas. I'm interested in what's the best interest of the city. And there may be differences. You know, that's why you have a diverse council. I think that brings different ideas. I think pushback is good in many instances because those are, you know, checks and balances in the system. So if the ideas that I bring forward that the council, you know, four members don't agree with, well, then that will be clarified. I mean, the same is true at the national level. You know, not everything the president wants to do gets done. And so the same would be true in Galesburg. I'm not going to write anyone off. I want to hear what they have to say. In fact, I'm going to encourage them to tell me what they think in writing so that, one, they're accountable, and then I have a full picture of what the council thinks on an issue. I think that's one of the challenges we faced in recent years. I don't feel that's the way government is working. And, you know, I don't see a conflict. I mean, I've even been called names by a member on the council who's currently there. But, you know, we've never had an argument. We've never had disagreement. We are still doing our job and representing the city as best we think fit. And so whoever's elected to the council, be it the mayor or the other council members, I think they represent a significant portion of the community. And so their voice needs to be heard and needs to be reflected. But I'd also add that if I were elected to the mayorship, I think that's a citywide type of vote. And so that speaks maybe a little bit more profoundly to what the needs and the desires are and aspirations are of the community. And I would hope that the council members would recognize that and give me the benefit of the doubt in some regard as it relates to some of the initiatives. At least, you know, listen to them with an open mind and participate in the types of communicative exercises that I'm going to encourage. I mean, I want us to have more meetings, more open sessions, so we can get input from the community members. I think we have a very, very rich array of very smart and inspiring people in our community, and I don't think they have as much say as they should. I also would say that I want to embolden our commissions that exist to ensure that they feel that they're respected and that the initiatives that they put forward would be given a full hearing. And I would encourage people on them to be more active and more purposeful in their participation in the city. I think they're very vital role. They play a vital role. And I think too often in recent years, those roles have not been fully realized.